The smell of meatloaf and mashed potatoes fill the air in the Heart, Love & Soul dining room during the noon hour. Michael Diola has been operating manager for just over a year.
It's very humbling because it makes you realize how much that you have in your own life and how much even the simplest basic needs that so many people live without on a daily basis.
Diola says he's always dumbfounded by how upbeat many of the clients are when they arrive for food and other assistance.
This place is their home in a lot of different ways. Just for example, one gentleman I talked to today, I said, "How are you doing today?" He goes, "Everything's perfect because I'm here." And that was just such an inspiring moment for me to continue going on with what we do here.
Heart and Soul is operated by the Sisters of St. Francis. Sister Beth Bromsmer leads the organization.
The need is never going to end, is it?
It doesn't seem like it is, but I'm so glad that we can continue to be here and be supported by the community, because many of our guests don't have other places to go.
Diane Pryor of Niagara Falls turned to Heart and Soul. She was working at three jobs but was forced to go on disability. Pryor just lost her mother and is now caring for her elderly father, who has health complications.
It's really hard to keep food in the house every day and week by week to try to feed him, because he's a diabetic also and he has a lot of complications. So I do my best, and that's why I'm so glad that this program is here for people that are less unfortunate to afford food.
Another Niagara Falls resident, Mike Butler, also utilizes the services for himself and his children. But he says he's far better off than many of the other clients receiving help at Heart and Soul.
It helps a lot of people out, you know, and people in special needs and stuff. And, you know, and I think that the Heart and Soul is doing really well in helping out people and giving back, like I said, giving back to the community.
We're finding that people that are newly unemployed, people that are not able then to find a job, are finding the need to come here, and you'll have people come in and they have these odd looks on their faces, and you say, "Could I help you?" "Well, I've never been in a place like this before."
The dining room staff serves 150 daily lunches. More than 600 individuals receive items from the agency's food pantry each month. But it's not just feeding those in need. A few years ago, Heart and Soul teamed with Mount St. Mary's Hospital in Niagara Falls. A nurse is now on duty to provide some basic health care services and monitor chronic conditions for clients.
And I say always beyond food. Food is important for all of us. It gathers us, but our guests come with other concerns that are equally as important.
You might say local donors keep Heart and Soul pumping to provide not only monetary support, but many of the food items and products. One of its biggest supporters is the Glynn family of Niagara Falls, owners of Maid of the Mist. James and Mary Glynn will be honored at tonight's celebration, along with several other major donors.
Jim comes in every so often, and he'll say, "Well, what's going on?" So we talk, and I said, "Well," one time I said, "Well, Jimmy, you know, I think I'm going to try to get some funds to get a truck." He said, "Well, let me know what you need." So we have a brand new truck. And so their interest, let alone putting their funding where their interest is amazing to me.
Most recently, the agency was able to add a haircutting area. It includes a beautician-style sink, again provided by a donor.
So then the local plumber put it in. And then my buddy, Mike Promowitz, built the cabinets with the shelves, the locking doors. And we bought the chair, and we have a local beautician, a stylist, and she comes in and does the washing and the haircuts.
In the Catholic song, "Whatsoever You Do," is a clear example of Heart, Love, and Soul's mission of helping those in need, and clearly of its donors committed to giving back to the Niagara Falls community. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.